Okay. I'm Reed. Yes, we haven't met yet, so I just want to.
Reed, I'm so glad we did.
Yeah. Here.
Sorry.
Yeah, same here.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
They did it right. They gave us the $5,000 deposit.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
Cool. And I won't use this.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I'll. Oh, that does sound better, doesn't it? Cool. All right. Yes, thank you, Carlos. So I'm calling the meeting, this hopefully very brief meeting out here, to order. And let's all rise and join the board in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you very much. We have a quorum. Before we go to public comment on agenda items, our general manager, Mr. Weigold, would like to make an announcement.
Yes, for those in attendance at today's meeting, Mr. President, I wanted to let everyone know that we have our new Vactor truck out in the side parking lot here for those interested in looking at that, and we have some of the staff around there to make and point out various capabilities on that. We've already made inroads with it, in that on Christmas Day we had an issue with one of our valves at the wastewater treatment plant not operating, and we had to dig down about 8 feet, which was underneath a stairwell and underneath a footing that for a pole that was holding the stairway up. And we utilized the Vactor truck to excavate, probably saving us $5,000 to $6,000 just in that one use that day on Christmas Eve. I also want to introduce Ray D'Enzo, if Ray would stand up. Ray is in day three, about 80, on board as our new utility manager and district engineer. He's already had major impacts just in the last couple of days. And I wanted to let everyone know that he's in attendance today. But thanks for joining, Rick.
Thank you. So next, let's move to public comment on agenda items. It says here on agenda items, so that probably means items not on the agenda.
Special meeting.
I'm being corrected by the two previous presidents of the board. Thank you so much. So if someone would like to, I see I have one request to speak on item 3A, Crosby Swartz.
Good afternoon, President Farmer and members of the board and staff. I know you've all studied the turnkey program, and we all agree on the need for these projects. I was concerned that the agenda package didn't really present a follow-on path for how these projects would actually be completed. Obviously, in order to get the benefit of these projects, we need to go beyond the IGA phase and into the funding and construction phase. Although we do have some estimated cost to complete data, nothing was included in the agenda package. And the cost of completing some of these projects are substantial. For example, the original wastewater turnkey projects, I think total around $17 million, and we're proposing potentially to add four more sewer lift stations, which I assume would push the cost of completing those projects up into the $20 million range. Even with good financing and some grants, the annual financing cost for that kind of money is substantial. I'll let you do the calculations of what the annual cost would be for up to a $20 million financing. It looks to me like our current rates and our current revenue stream it would not be sufficient to complete all these projects, and so there's going to come a time, as you know, where we have to say, okay, this is what we can afford, and these other projects are going to have to wait. And I didn't feel that that was really outlined clearly in the agenda package for those who might not have been following it as you have. So thank you.
Thank you. So let's now move on to item 3A. And General Manager Weigel, would you please introduce this item?
Yes, Mr. President. Agenda number 3A. Staff is recommending that the Board of Directors approve the PG&E Investment Grade Audit Proposal, the Master Service Agreement, and the Investment Grade Audit Work Order. This item is being reconsidered following a couple of changes from the Board discussion at the December 19 meeting, changes to the IGA Work Order and Master Service Agreement. Documents are highlighted and attached in redline version. In answer to the public comment, there is no future costs or follow-on path because that information is all subject to determination during the IGA, and then it's up to CCSD to determine what projects, if any, to proceed. So it is hard to determine right now, some of that that work includes looking at what grants are available, et cetera. So there's really just indeterminable at this point.
Thank you. So I'm opening this up for discussion with the board. And I know Don Howell, Director Howell, excuse me, you had some concerns with regard to the wording in the contract. And so you've looked at this again. And so can you give us some feedback, please?
Thank you. For my thanks to the rest of the board for giving me the opportunity to review the contract. So I did do so, and there were some very minor, nevertheless important, additions to the wording that needed to be done, which Mr. Carmel and I went over, and then those were passed on to PG&E, and as what came back to us, I see those changes are still in it. So I do appreciate the forbearance that my fellow board members to give me that opportunity. It made me feel a lot better, but I can say very well that I highly approve of this contract and look forward to its going forward.
Do we have any? Yes, Director Rice.
So it looks like we're committing to $688,000. And what do we have at the end of that? We have a 30% design. Is there anything already that would be constructed at the end of this process? Or that's mainly for the feasibility analysis? And can you just tell us what we get at the end for that $688,000?
So the investment grade audit continues on the work that PG&E already did, which is a good 6 months of work, but it takes it to another level of analysis, basically to take a look at more detailed energy uses, and helps us prioritize as a district what projects make most sense. From both a fiscal standpoint and an engineering standpoint, we have a good sense of where we want to go. For example, the switchboard change out for electrical is probably the number one project on our list because not having a grounded system, we're burning out motors pretty rapidly. Any given year, we're probably burning out at least anywhere from 3 to 6 motors, I'd say, just off the top of my head. I could have the engineers talk more to that, but I mean, we're wasting money right in that alone. And so, but answer to your question, this is just a deep dive, more thorough look, and it looks into, we'll come out with exact bids, and they'll help us through looking at what loans, grants, et cetera, are available. Correct. At the end of this project, we'll have we'll be prepared to take a look at the recommendations to the dollar amount, but it does give us flexibility. I'd add to choosing our own vendors, choosing our own equipment. If the equipment that they recommend isn't the type we're happy with, we can change all that. So there's a lot of flexibility for us in this. To shape, you know, each project.
Vice President Steidel.
Thank you. It's my understanding, too, that by taking it to the design phase that we are, that in essence we're creating an environment of shovel-ready in some respects so that we would be more... there would be a higher probability of our being able to get grant situations that normally we would not be able to because there wasn't anything stand behind the intent or desire we had to do something.
Yeah, I invite John Olchin maybe to comment on this particular section. He's been immersed much more on that.
Thank you. So that is correct. Once the 30% design is in, then we qualify for grants and loans. Even the SRF fund requires a minimum of 30% so we can move forward with borrowing the money if that's what's needed. And it is a possibility that as we move through this, we may be bringing these things in categories or in groups rather than at the end. So it's not a one big lump sum. So this will be phased or stepped.
Yes, Director Rice.
The last concern I have that I would take answers from the general manager or somebody that's on the board that knows more than me about the PG&E bankruptcy process and what we how this relates to that, if at all, and whether we need to be worried about being on the hook for this money, whether we finish this overall process, because it looks like if we don't complete with them, we still have to pay them the full amount. So if somebody could address that issue of PG&E bankruptcy. Appreciate it.
I think there's probably two people that I would... wish to maybe, well, first I could ask our general manager to comment on this, but Vice Chair Karen Dean from the Resources and Infrastructure Committee is in the audience. I think she's fairly well versed on this particular project. Karen, could you come forward and perhaps give an adequate answer to this concern?
This is a different division of PG&E than what we're looking at for all the infrastructure out there that they had problems with. This part of PG&E has been working on federal and state projects, and the PG&E SST program is similar to that project, but more developed for non-federal and non-state agencies like ourselves. PG&E works with MKN and Southland Energy, and they are the people who actually do the financial analysis on the cost of these projects, the engineering and the design build parts of it. So we're actually dealing with them just overseeing these other companies and developing this IGA plan. I also feel like at this point, with all the eyes on PG&E, and the situation that's been out in the public, that we're probably in better shape going with them than we would have before the bankruptcy because people are going to be keeping a really close eye on them and what's going on. I also think this is our best approach to getting our CIP projects done because we do not have the staff and the expertise and the time to go through trying to figure all these projects out ourselves. Just take a look at how long it took us to get the influence screen put in. Can you imagine doing all of those projects on the list one at a time by ourselves? Anyway, I support this project. That's not what you were asking me for, but since I'm up here, I want to say I really support this project, and we have worked long and hard on figuring this out. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dean. Director Pearson?
I'll second what Ms. Dean said. PG&E is a holding company and has several divisions, and this is a separate division from the one that's actually in bankruptcy court. The latest I read was that PG&E will probably come out of bankruptcy sometime this summer in any case. This kind of project is the kind of project that we used to do back in Virginia when I was working full-time for a living. And this is a very good way to get projects done. It gets you the engineering done, and it gets you to the point where you have a good idea as to what it's going to cost you. And it gives you a lot of flexibility as to how you address moving forward on each step of the way. As General Manager Weigold said, we are able to say, no, we really don't want that brand of pump because it comes from China. We would rather have this brand of pump because there's a service company right over the hill that will be able to get here very quickly to help us out. That kind of flexibility is one of the real keys to this, because as was said by someone else, if we were to go out and do this on a design and then contract out bidding, it would take us well into 2022 before we would get a shovel into the ground, and that's just, I think, too long to wait to get some of this stuff going, because, as Mr. Weigold said, we are having pump burnouts and fan burnouts that shouldn't be happening once we get that project done in the proper ground on the thing. So I'm very much in support of this. Thanks.
Thank you, Director Pearson. Do we have any further discussion on the board? Seeing none, yes. That's what I was just going to ask. So would someone wish to make a motion? All right. Director Rice and second? All right. Director. Well, we'll let Director Howell do it since he was the person that caused this problem in the first place. No, just kidding. Just kidding, Dodd. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Mr. President, there's actually a third part to that motion, and that's the also approval of the investment grade audit work order.
Thank you. Ms. Madrid, could we have a roll call, please?
Thank you. Director Rice?
Aye.
Director Howell?
Aye.
Director Pearson?
Aye.
Vice President Steidel?
Aye.
President Farmer?
Aye. Thank you. By the way, I just want to make this comment. Obviously, the R&I committee has been working on this project, but our hats off. By the way, our collective hats off to Mr. John Alchin, who in many ways initiated the opportunity to work with PG&E, and he deserves a tremendous amount of credit, not just for the Vactor truck, but for our upcoming involvement with PG&E, and thank you, John, so much. Well, now I'd like to adjourn this meeting to closed session, Item 4A, do we have any public comment? See, I don't see any public comment on our closed session item. Does anyone wish to speak on that? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.